KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, where their purpose is to encourage savings, offer members low-cost loans, and provide other financial services.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Well, in high school cross country yesterday, the state qualifying meets were held in Atlantic. They held two meets, the 1A and 3A. In the Class 1A meet on the girls' side, it was Griswold, Earlham, and Underwood, the top three teams in scoring. And those three teams advanced to the state cross country championships. The top 10 individuals at each of these meets also move on. And in this particular case, it means Rebecca Topham and Jordan Sint, both of Griswold, who were the top two finishers, move on, along with Tiffany Shepherd of Corning, Kristen Weber of Earlham, Megan Maskey of Woodbine, Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley, Abby Murphy of Earlham, Adrian Richards of Mount Air, Therese Frells of Guthrie Center, and Alex Flippin of Griswold are the top 10 individual finishers. On the boys' side of Class 1A, St. Albert, Riverside, and Logan Magnolia were the top three teams, and they all advance. Also advancing were the top 10 individuals, including Josh Sindelar and Scott Thulin, both of St. Albert. They were the top two finishers. Timothy Settlemore of Nottoway Valley, Ian Patrick of Riverside, Logan Magnolia's Ellis Johnson and Wyatt Schultz, Brandon Sippert of Riverside, Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey, Colton Graham of Nottoway Valley, and Joseph Grady of Bowyer Valley were the top 10, and they all move on to the state meet. In the Class 3A portion of that meet held in Atlantic last night, on the girls' side, it was Dallas Center Grimes, Harlan, and Shenandoah Essex, the top three teams, and they all advanced to state. Individually, Madison Waymeyer of Dallas Center Grimes was the champion. Jessica Feldman of Harlan was runner-up. Among the other qualifiers, Maria Mostick of Creston, who placed fifth, Atlantic's Tiffany Williams placing seventh, Marissa Clint of Harlan was eighth, and Megan Hart of Shenandoah Essex placed 10th, and they all move on to the state meet. On the boys' side in 3A, Shenandoah Essex, Boone, and Ballard were the top three teams. Among the individuals advancing, Sean Skillern of Shenandoah Essex, Zach McCoy of Shen Essex, Philip Soranko and Chris Brace, both of Harlan, and Jeff Reeve of Glenwood were among the top 10, and they all move on to the state meet as well. Also, there was a 2A meet held at Panora yesterday. On the girls' side, CMB, North Polk, and Panorama were the top three teams, and they all move on. Among those individually who advanced, Renata Valkir of Southwest Iowa was fifth, while Breezy Weaver of Missouri Valley placed 10th and will run at state. Also on the boys' side, it was North Polk, St. Edmund, and South Central Calhoun, the top three teams. Among the individuals, Red Oaks' Josh Sundberg placing 9th, and he'll move on to the state meet as well. The state cross-country championship meet set for this Saturday, October 27th, up in Fort Dodge at the Lakeside Golf Course. That'll be a day-long event. In high school volleyball action last night, regionals in 3A saw Red Oak defeat Atlantic in three straight games. 25-11, 25-7, 25-15 were the game scores. It was Clarinda over Shenandoah three in a row. ADM swept three from Saydell, and I-35 beat Clark 3-0. In Class 4A action last night, it was Carroll over Storm Lake 3-2. Glenwood moving on with a 3-1 win over Denison. Winterset beat Creston 3-1, and Perry over Norwalk 3-2. Also in Class 5A regional quarterfinals, Abraham Lincoln advances with a 3-sweep over Thomas Jefferson. Tonight in Class 1A and 2A regional action, in quarterfinals in 1A, Adair Casey hosting Earlham, East Union will host Orient Maxburg, Corning visits Bedford, Guthrie Center is home to Coon Rapids Bayard, Woodbine will play at West Harrison, it's Stanton at Fremont Mills, and Whiting at Arweva. Also in Class 2A regional semifinals tonight, the schedule has Northwest Webster at Kemper Catholic, Missouri Valley at St. Albert, Nottoway Valley will host Van Meter, Griswold is home to East Mills tonight, IKM Manning will host Prairie Valley. Audubon visits Trainer, while Tri-Center goes to Underwood tonight. All those matches tonight, 7 o'clock. All the winners will move on in postseason play. Well, the final Associated Press High School football poll of the 2012 season is out yesterday afternoon. Here's a look. In Class 4A, Ankeny is the number one rated team to finish the season. They're followed by Iowa City West, Cedar Rapids Xavier, Pleasant Valley, West Des Moines Dowling, Southeast Polk, Cedar Falls, West Des Moines Valley, Sioux City East, and Urbandale. In Class 3A, it's Decorah on top with Grinnell, Williamsburg, Harlan, and Bishop Heelan Catholic, the top five. West Delaware, Lewis Central, Creston, South Tama, Marion, and Norwalk round out the top 10. In Class 2A, Mediapolis is tied at the top spot with Boyden Hall Rock Valley in the final poll. West Marshall, Kemper Catholic, Spirit Lake, Union, Dyersville Beckman, Center Point Urbana, New Hampton, and Waukon round out the top 10. In Class 1A, it's Iowa City Regina ranked first, Dyke New Hartford, Emmitsburg, IKM Manning, St. Albert, Applington Parkersburg, Mount Air, St. Albert, and then South Winneshiek and Maquoketa Valley rounding out the top 10. Also in Class A, Woodward Granger, Wapsie Valley, West Hancock, West Lyon, and North Tama are the top five. They're followed by Logan Magnolia, Lisbon, Akron Westfield, BGM, and Linville Sully. And in the eight-man poll, it's Newell Fonda number one with Murray second. Don Bosco is third. Exira EHK is ranked fourth. Sydney is fifth, followed by HLV, MMC, Fremont Mills, Adair Casey, and Clarksville in the final top 10 poll of the year. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
The Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic is a community credit union offering you great services. I'm Jeff Nelson. Whether you're looking for a place to save your money or invest in a new home, car, or something else, visit with the staff of the Nishna Valley Credit Union. The Nishna Valley Credit Union is committed to making available financial products and services that will enable you to meet your financial needs and reach your financial goals. And now, if you live in one of 18 Southwest Iowa counties, you are eligible to join. Best of all, the Nishna Valley Credit Union offers the convenience of two full-service locations, Atlantic and Creston.
Well, the Giants and the Tigers have been Major League franchises for well over a century, and they'll square off in the World Series for the first time beginning Wednesday in San Francisco. The Giants are the National League champions following a 9-0 rout of the St. Louis Cardinals in Game 7 of the NLCS in San Francisco last night. It's the 20th pennant for the Giants, who earned it by becoming only the seventh team to win a league championship series after trailing 3-1. Each member of the Giants' starting lineup scored a run and or collected an RBI by the end of the third inning. That includes starting pitcher Matt Cain, who had laced a run-scoring single in the second and limited the Cardinals to 5 hits over 5 2/3 innings. San Francisco put the game out of reach with a 5-run third that made it 7-0. Hunter Pence supplied a 2-run double in the third and finished with 2 of the Giants' 14 hits. Series MVP Marco Scudero again was the Giants' offensive spark, going 3-for-4 with a walk and a run scored. Scudero hit .500 in the series and had at least 2 hits in 6 of the 7 games. Brandon Belt put an emphatic end to San Francisco's assault with a solo homer in the 8th inning. Belt was 2-for-5 with 2 runs scored, while Angel Pagan was 2-for-5 with an RBI and a run scored. Most of the damage came against Kyle Loesch, one of the league's best pitchers during the regular season. Loesch was chased in the third inning, charged with 5 runs and 6 hits. The Cardinals experienced an offensive meltdown over the last 3 games, scoring just once after averaging 5.6 runs during their first 9 postseason games. They were outscored 20-1 in the last 3 games. The defending World Series champions went 1-4 in potential series clinchers. Well, the Chicago Bears generated just enough offense to complement another outstanding defensive performance. Brian Urlacher, Julius Peppers, and Zach Bowman each recovered one of Detroit's 6 fumbles, and the Bears improved to 5-1 by silencing the Lions 13-7. The Bears forced 4 turnovers to stop a Detroit team that actually outgained Chicago 340 yards to 296. DJ Moore helped secure the victory by intercepting Matthew Stafford at the Chicago 3-yard line with 2:39 remaining. The Lions never got into the end zone until the final minute. They also lost wide receiver Nate Burleson to a broken right leg. The Bears were leading 10-0 when quarterback Jay Cutler suffered bruised ribs in the second quarter and had to leave the game. Cutler came back to start the second half and finished 16 of 31 for 150 yards and a touchdown as the Bears dropped the Lions to 2-4. Brandon Marshall caught 6 passes for 81 yards and scored a touchdown in Chicago's first possession. Matt Forte ran for 96 yards to lead the Bears' ground game. In other NFL news, Chiefs coach Romeo Crennel says Brady Quinn is taking over as his starting quarterback, and Matt Cassel will serve as the backup beginning Sunday against Oakland. Quinn started in a loss to Tampa Bay 2 weeks ago because Cassel was still feeling the effects of a concussion sustained the previous week against Baltimore. The Chiefs were off last week, giving Crennel an opportunity to evaluate both of them after the team's 1-5 start. Cassel committed 14 turnovers in the first five games of the season and was completing just 58.5% of his passes. The Green Bay Packers safety Charles Woodson has a broken collarbone and will be out approximately 6 weeks. Coach Mike McCarthy confirmed the severity of the injury a day after the team's 30-20 win at St. Louis. Chris Cooley passed a physical exam and has agreed to rejoin the Washington Redskins. After getting cut by the only NFL team he's played for during an 8-year career, Cooley returns to the Skins a day after fellow tight end Fred Davis was lost for the season when he blew out an Achilles tendon. Injuries limited Cooley to just 5 games last season. Jaguars leading rusher Maurice Jones-Drew will miss Sunday's game at Green Bay and maybe more after injuring his left foot during Sunday's loss at Oakland. Rashad Jennings will start in his place against the Packers. The San Diego Chargers have placed kicker Nate Kading on injured reserve, and they plan to release him when he's healthy. Kading kicked in the first 3 games before injuring his groin. In 2011, he blew out his left knee on the season-opening kickoff. In college football news, Ohio State coach Urban Meyer says star quarterback Braxton Miller has a sore neck, yet he is expected to return to practice today. Miller lay motionless for several minutes after being thrown to the turf by Purdue defensive back Josh Johnson late in the third quarter of the 9th-ranked Buckeyes' dramatic overtime win on Saturday. He was carted to the locker room and then taken to the hospital where he was treated and released. Kenny Guyton came on in for Miller and led Ohio State to its 8th victory in a row under first-year coach Meyer. Miller is listed as the starter for Saturday at Penn State. Suspended defensive tackle Stacy McGee has been reinstated and should make his season debut for number 8 Oklahoma Saturday night against 5th-ranked Notre Dame. Coach Bob Stoops says McGee has been practicing with the scout team during his suspension, and there's no reason he wouldn't be ready to play against the Fighting Irish. McGee played in 12 games for the Sooners last season, starting 3 times. 11th-ranked Florida State will play out the season with their leading rusher on the sidelines. The Seminoles say versatile running back Chris Thompson is out for the rest of the season after injuring his left knee in Saturday's win over Miami. Thompson missed much of the 2011 season with 2 broken vertebrae. With Rex Burkhead's status in doubt, Amir Abdullah says he's prepared to take over again as Nebraska's featured back in what could be the Cornhuskers' most important game of the regular season. It's a role Abdullah is familiar with, given that Burkhead has missed all or part of 5 games. Coach Bo Pelini said Monday his inclination would be to rest Burkhead at least a week after the senior re-aggravated a knee injury against Northwestern. He said the medical staff and Burkhead will have a big say about his availability for Saturday's home game against number 20 Michigan. The Huskers can take control of the Legends division with a win over Michigan. The Wolverines, who beat Nebraska in Ann Arbor last year, will be making their first visit to Lincoln since 1911. And Kansas State has moved ahead of Oregon for number 3 in the new BCS standings behind SEC rivals Alabama and Florida. The Wildcats' big victory Saturday at West Virginia was enough to nudge them past the Ducks, who are number 2 in both polls, but are getting held back by computer rankings that lag behind the other highly ranked teams. Crimson Tide still solidly in first, with Florida grabbing a firmer grip on second with their big win over South Carolina Saturday. The Gators are tops in the computer rankings, and K-State is second. The Wildcats beat Virginia 55-14 for their third Big 12 road victory. Fourth place Oregon comes off a win at Arizona State. They sit sixth in the computer rankings. That's Check in Sports this hour, brought to you by Nishna Valley Credit Union, located at 200 Maple Street in Atlantic. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.